Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Tina from Local Splash.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Kyla?
It is.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance, but I also saw that you sent in a cancellation request.
Yes. Paid for from you guys, and you were trying to say that I owe $2.99 for not even a month of service, and my bill was for $125 a month. So obviously there's a mix up on your guys' management end.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature and in the voice verification recording, you agreed to an automatic renewal of $299 each month on the 22nd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So that's why there is a past due balance.
But when I signed up, the guy that I spoke with, I told him that I couldn't afford anything like that. So he said that my monthly payment for your guys' service would be no more than $125.
I think that you might have us confused with another company because we don't even have a program for $125 a month.
Right.
So,
I know. I spoke with someone with somebody who said that he was the only one that was able to. It's the guy that the first person I spoke with. He said
Don?
He was the only one able to offer that price for me because I am a single person operating right now. I told him I couldn't afford those prices that were on the website, and I gave him the number that I could afford. That's the agreement that he and I had come to.
Okay. So I can give you some options, Kyla. Number one, I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. Of that $249, $100 goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149. Okay? And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google.
Can you pull up a recording of my conversation the first day that I signed up, please?
Yes, of course. I'll pull that conversation, absolutely. But I do want to let you know, only because there's an IP address and a timestamp and a signature having you agree to this, that I wouldn't drag your feet on it past November 22nd because that's when another payment will be past due. And I don't want that.
I want to hear the conversation first before we go any further with this back and forth because you're telling me that I owe what I did not sign up for because the man that I spoke to, he and I had the agreement that I would pay $125 a month for your service, which would include 10 Facebook posts a week through continued service, which would also include optimizing, 17 different websites, including Yelp, Facebook, and Google and all that.
Okay. So we have you on 46 online directories, including Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Yahoo, City Search, Brown Book, Merchant Circle.
Okay, how many Facebook posts have you created since the start of my contract?
So I don't know. I would have to double check because I know we're running Facebook ads for you, which is different from a Facebook post. But I'll tell you for the Google posts, it says here that you added us as a manager to the Google business page on October 18th. We then made a Google post right away and set it to run weekly, but then your payment failed on the 22nd. So that's why the further posts weren't completed, because when an account goes into failed payment, Kyla, everything stays active, but the technicians don't do any active programming on the account. But I will tell you this, you're on the cusp of where this will explode and bring you a ton of results, and here's why. Industry standard for first stage placement.
Before we get into this conversation any further, because I'm trying to eat dinner with my husband, can you please pull up the recording?
Of course. Okay, so I'll pull up the recording and I'll listen to it and then I'll get back to you, okay?
I want to hear it with you, please.
Oh, I can't pull it while I'm on the phone with you. I have to go into a different system to pull it. So I'll pull up the call.
Can you send me the audio file for it, please?
I'll listen to it, and if it does say $125 a month, I'll definitely send you the audio file to it, okay?
And if it doesn't?
Then
I would like to hear the audio file regardless of what you say that it says.
Absolutely. Okay, so let me go ahead and pull that, and then I will get back to you with the results, and if I need to send it to you in a recording, I'll go ahead and do so, okay?
I would like to have the recording before we speak again, please.
Okay, so I just want to let you know, even if it was $125 monthly, you would still have a $125 past due balance, but
okay.
We don't have a program like that.
What if right now? I would like to hear the audio recording, please.
Right, I understand that.
We can continue this discussion once I hear it and verify.
Right, I'm just trying to help you out so it doesn't start affecting your credit, because we have your terms and conditions that has you agreeing to $299 monthly on the 22nd of each month.
That's not what I agreed to, though.
But that's what your IP address shows that you signed off on, Kyla. And in addition to that, it also shows that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So it's always the second month that you really see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition for you. And that's the sole problem.
So what we're going to do from here, I understand what you're saying. I would like to have the recording so that I can listen to it, because I feel like I was bamboozled into a deal. Because if you're telling me it's not even something that you offer and somebody sold me something that you do not offer, then now we have an issue. Okay.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Before we continue with this conversation, if you would please send me that audio file and I will go back and look at my signature for all that and see where in this condition it said anything about it taking 30 days for it to work. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
30 to 45. Yeah, I'll send you a copy of the timestamp.
Facebook and Google.
Google. Okay, Facebook and Google. And I
think
y'all information that I'm still able to access myself, right?
That's right. Basically what's gonna happen is that from Google, let's just have this in a detailed description for you. Google you're going to be adding us as a manager. As a manager, we're just able to make changes for you. We're not able to add or remove some person that's a limitation or make some change on the package that we have a package or set up for Google, like set up a Google ad on your end. So we're not able to make those changes. It's just for us to take the information, make optimization in your Google page. On Facebook, with all the limitations that we have, it's just for us to update the information, optimize it if needed to. Now, on your package that you have right now, we're going to be running Facebook ads. Now, I want to set your expectation that when it comes to Facebook ads, we're going to be targeting customers within your service area. Now, you might be wondering that why there's a post created on your Facebook page. What's going to happen is that once you create the Facebook ad, we're going to take a post on your Facebook page, and that way you are able to see what the ad is going to be, how it's going to look like. Just, you're not able to see it unless you're a client or a customer that we're going to be targeting. Now, if we're going to be targeting you, it's going to cost money, right? So instead of doing that, targeting yourself,